Welcome to Tribe Tips, a segment of the Tribe Talk podcast. I'm Amy Robinson, founder of Tribe of Women and host of Tribe Talk. In these mini episodes, we bring you the wisdom of women, their experience, and tips that anyone has time for and everyone needs. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hello, and thank you for joining us for Tribe Tips. As we mentioned before, there are more wonderful women and men to talk to than we will ever have time to bring you with our main Tribe Talk podcast episodes alone. So these mini episodes are our effort to get as much to you as possible as often as possible. And since there is a team of women behind Tribe of Women who have tribes of women, our story and tip gathering game is strong. Today, team member Lorraine Mosier brings us some clips from interviews she did with some wise women we think you should know: Shelley Simpson, Myra Dallas, and Sharon Deloche.
Today, we have the privilege of hearing from three influential women. We'll start with Shelley Simpson, the EVP, Chief Commercial Officer, and President of Highway Services at J.B. Hunt Transport, Inc. Shelley will share insight on why it's important to build your tribe. Shelley, why do you believe that building tribes of women are so important and in your life?
Oh gosh, you know, I love the camaraderie. I'm still learning. I'm still learning to be a better wife, better mom, better leader, better coworker, better mentor, better friend. Mm-hmm. Better daughter, all of those things. I still have so much to learn myself. So selfishly, you know, I love having the connection where I can just ask. You know, just because I'm in the position that I'm in does not mean that I can't ask or I can't seek guidance. You know, the people that I'm closest with is who I ask the most.
Yeah.
Because I trust that they have my best at heart.
Yeah.
And they believe in me. I believe in them. You know, we have a level of trust and respect that is just second to none. And when you can build that, and when you know that, I always say this, with a personality like mine, which is very outgoing, somewhat over the top, and a little bit on the obnoxious side from time to time, it is so important that you have, and it's my passion that yeah. can become, you know, a little over the top. But it's so important that you have your tribe that knows you,
yeah.
that can speak for you.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I don't need everyone to speak for me, but sometimes I need someone to just tell me to back off,
mm-hmm.
calm it down a bit.
Right.
Just take that little moment, and the tribes will do that. They'll
yeah.
tell you. And because I do believe we as women want others to be successful.
Yeah.
Whether it's a man or a woman,
mm-hmm.
but in particular, we know what we're going through together.
Yeah.
And I think when you can create that connection with other women that really have your best at heart,
mm-hmm.
then you can move so much further together than you can by yourself.
No doubt. Shelley, thank you for being a part of my tribe.
Oh, thank you.
And for your time today with Tribe of Women. And we look forward to connecting with you again.
Sounds great.
Next, we have Myra Dallas, the president of Acorn, the influence company. She'll talk about how to take credit as a woman in industry.
Industry, we have particular challenges because we don't always know how to get the credit sometimes where credit's due, and others are more than happy to take the credit, and then sometimes we'll get passed up for things not realizing that that was our contribution. Can you just speak for a minute how you've balanced that and how you've been able to get noticed and offered those positions that you wanted?
Sure, absolutely. And I will say I haven't always been the best at it. You know, there were times in my career, and certainly early on, when I just didn't speak up. I just did the job, and you know, felt like I was grateful for having mm-hmm. said job, whatever that might be. But as I was influenced by some mentors, again, who encouraged me to take credit. Again, you don't have to be boastful about it,
mm-hmm.
but it's okay to present yourself in a manner that sometimes you could be passed over if
mm-hmm.
you didn't. And so I would say two things that I applied and I would encourage about for women especially: listen to understand and speak to be heard.
Ooh, I like that.
Finally, we have Sharon DeLoach, instructional leader and author. She'll share insight on why it's never too late.
Because as a young girl in my 19 and 20s, 20-year-old, and you know, you're rethinking your career and did I make the right choice for college and things like that. And so she told me the story of, well, Sharon, it's never too late to become rich if you started out poor.
Mm.
It's never too late to become poor if you started out rich.
Ooh.
It's never too late to become educated if you didn't get that solid education in your high school years or in your college years. You can always go back to school to further your knowledge.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, and she also said, it's never too late to show compassion, love, energy, empathy. If you didn't have that growing up, it's never too late to show it to others.
Most definitely, the whole world needs to hear that one.
Absolutely, to model that behavior that you expect out of others. It's just never too late to become what you might have been. And that is, the shoe can always drop and land somewhere where you were not expecting it to land. But either way, you have to make the most and the best out of life circumstances, because life happens and it will happen. And so whatever life gives to us, we have to be prepared and ready to move to the next level.
Do you believe in Tribes of Women? Join the movement and our newsletter for exclusive content by going to tribeofwomen.com. Click on our podcast tab and support us through Patreon by clicking Be a Patron. Follow and rate the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and other major platforms. Then follow us for inspiration, motivation, events, and more on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter using @TribeOfWomen. Thank you for being here. Please share Tribe Talk and Tribe of Women with your tribe to grow the Tribe of Women together. Until next time.